fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Away!
Mary knew that something was wrong at the ranch of her Uncle Ezra. Her welcome, when she came from the east for a visit, had been hearty enough, but there had been a tension that became more obvious each day. It was just a week after the girl's arrival when she entered the kitchen where Aunt Sarah was working.
Oh, it's you, eh, Mary?
Aunt Sarah, why didn't you tell me you were going to bake? I'd have helped.
Don't need no help to beat up a cake. Where'd you get those clothes?
I brought them with me. My riding clothes.
Riding, eh?
Uncle Ezra told me I might ride the Blue Roan.
Oh.
Aunt Sarah, is anything wrong?
Wrong? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know just how to say it.
Speak up, girl. Speak up.
Well, I felt that perhaps I shouldn't have come to visit you. You've been kind,
yeah,
but I...
Kin is all us welcome.
But I...
Only thing is, you sure picked a bad time to come here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Needn't take offense. Tain't your fault.
Have I done anything wrong? I mean, anything I shouldn't have done?
Nothing like that. Just that you need looking after, and right now we've got about all we can handle.
I need looking after?
See here, Mary. What's your opinion of this territory?
Oh, I love it. It's wonderful country. So vast, so big. It's glorious.
Mm-hmm. Just what I thought. Full of fool notions of come a-reading books.
But it's true. The West is just what I thought it would be.
That's because you've only seen a part of it. Ezra should have told you about the Redskins that wait in ambush to dry gulch any man that's riding alone. Or the sneak thieves that come in the night to make off with the livestock.
You mean there are... dangerous Indians around here?
That's what I mean.
But I thought the Indians were under the protection of the government. That they were friendly and quite civilized.
Listen, girl. It's been weeks since Ezra or any other ranchers dared ride on the open range without a couple of other men along in case of trouble.
Oh.
It's tempting fate to ride alone. Three cowhands that done it were found face up and eyes wide open, but not seeing.
Dead?
Mighty dead. Injuns. On top of that, there's been a plenty of cattle stolen. Cattle that's worth as high as 4 cents a pound on the hoof.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Know it now.
But if the government is feeding the Indians...
No, the government is in Washington, and that's where the laws are made. It's a long way from here. The truth were known, you'd find that the Redskins don't get half of the food that was promised them. So, they steal it.
I see.
Oh, it's got so cattle men shoot Redskins on sight. And the Redskins do the same if they see a white man riding alone. That's why you don't see me whooping for joy at the responsibility of seeing that nothing happens to you while you're visiting us.
I'm sorry, Aunt Sarah.
Oh, never mind being sorry. Just be careful. If you aim to ride the blue roan, you stay right in sight of the house.
But that's no ride. Uncle Ezra said it would be all right to go out on the range if one of the men went with me.
Oh? Who's going with you?
That cowboy with the blue shirt. You can see him through the window. He has the horses ready.
Oh, that's Jeff.
We'll not be gone long.
Well, if Ezra says it's all right, I expect it's all right. Go ahead and ride.
Oh, look at those mountains. How far away are they?
About 10 miles.
Hard to believe they're that far. I never saw such wonderful scenery. Not even in pictures.
I'm downright glad you like it, Miss Mary.
Oh, Jeff, I do. I'm ever so grateful to you for suggesting this trip.
I thought you'd like it, ma'am.
Jeff, tell me something.
Yes'm?
Are the Indians really dangerous?
Your Aunt Sarah been scaring you?
She didn't exactly scare me.
If I figured there was danger, ma'am, I'd never have suggested this trip. The Indians don't generally attack unless they see a rider all alone.
We've been riding for more than an hour without seeing any sign of an Indian.
Aye, you can't go by that.
No.
Fact is, you needn't fear the Indians you can see.
What do you mean?
It's the ones you don't see. The ones in ambush that make the trouble.
Well, it's too glorious a day to worry about Indians. I want to ride fast. I'll race you to that big mass of rocks.
Now, Miss Mary, it's no good to wind a horse this far from home. It's best to save any race that might be in a horse. You never know when it'll be needed.
Oh, you can't frighten me. Come on, boy.
Hey. Oh, Jeff, why don't I gotta follow you? Get up.
Come on, Jeff. Can't you catch me?
Come back here.
Mary thrilled to the speed of the fast horse and the wind that beat against her face. She dashed straight toward a formation of great boulders. She was almost upon them before the painted savages leaped into view.
Jeff!
Lone Ranger and Tonto, his faithful Indian companion, were reined up near a waterhole when they heard the distant gunfire.
It come from that way.
That's what I thought. Go on, Tonto, get your horse.
We go there?
Yes. Maybe this is one of the incidents we've heard about.
Hey, big fella.
Tonto, we've had all the rest we're going to get. It's time to travel.
Be ready.
The masked man and Tonto started out at top speed, heading toward the distant gunshots. They had ridden but a few minutes when they came within view of a mass of huge rocks.
Monsilver!
Get him up!
In the meantime, Jeff and Mary crouched behind one large rock, while Jeff fired again and again at five savages who tried to close in.
Missed again, confound him.
Here, Jeff, this gun is loaded.
Yeah, right.
Do be careful when you lean out to fire.
I'll be all right.
Oh, if only those Indians didn't have guns. Jeff, here come more Indians, three of them.
And they're coming and shooting, too.
Oh, now we can't escape.
Hold on. Those newcomers are helping us, Miss Mary. They're driving the first ones away.
Rescue came as a surprise in the form of three Indians, one of them wearing eagle feathers. The original attackers leaped on their ponies and dashed away.
Jeff, those Indians saved our lives.
Yeah, they sure did. Well, now we can get our horses. Reckon I'd better thank that critter.
Oh, yes, do.
How?
Me sorry, bad Indian make trouble.
We owe our lives to you and your friends.
Me friend, white people. Me red eagle.
You... You're Red Eagle?
That right.
You're the son of Running Elk?
Him chief of tribe. Him father.
Running Elk's the leader of the Indians around here.
Oh.
Me sorry they're trouble with Indian. Maybe me You make peace.
I'm not a ranch owner, Red Eagle. It's too bad Ezra Larkin's not here.
Him ranch owner?
Yeah.
Me want power with ranch owner.
Jeff, perhaps we could arrange a meeting between this Indian and Uncle Ezra.
Doggone, Miss Mary, that'll be first rate.
Tonight, when moon rise, me wait at foot of Council Bluff. Maybe ranchmen come for powwow.
I'll sure tell him about that, Red Eagle.
Him come alone. Red Eagle come alone. Him not come alone. Red Eagle not wait.
I'll tell Ezra Larkin what you said.
Mateku!
Imano!
Imano! Imano,
Jeff, see how those Indians ride.
Yeah, Red Eagle is sure enough all right, Miss Mary. If only he and your uncle could meet up, I'll bet this redskin trouble could be settled by a powwow.
We must persuade Uncle Ezra to keep the appointment for tonight.
Hold on. Look over there. A couple of more visitors.
Another Indian.
And a masked man.
Oh, Jeff, what does this mean? Are we still in danger?
Now, take it easy, Miss Mary. There's no use trying to outrun those two.
Jeff, those horses.
Hold silver,
We heard gunplay.
Yeah, we had a brush with some redskins.
We saw three of them riding away. Are those the ones?
They're the ones that saved us.
There were five others, but Red Eagle and his two companions drove them away.
Red Eagle?
He saved our lives.
But Red Eagle's a renegade.
Now, hold on, mister. He's the son of running elk.
He's a renegade, and running elk won't have anything to do with him.
Well, I believe in Red Eagle. At least he doesn't wear a mask. Even though he is a renegade.
And I wear a mask, even though I'm not a renegade. Where are you from, fellow?
The Larkin Ranch. She's Larkin's niece, and I work for Larkin.
There are a lot of empty cartridges on the ground around here. Did you fire them?
Yeah. We had quite a fight before Red Eagle showed up.
Quite a fight, huh? You don't seem to have hit anybody.
Well?
Not much of a shot, are you?
Now, you see here, mister...
You must have heard that Red Eagle is a bad Indian.
I believe what I see, not what I hear. He saved our lives.
And what's more, he wants to meet my uncle and try to settle all the trouble there's been.
You're a very loyal person, aren't you?
Never mind what I am. Jeff, I want to go home.
Well, I...
What are you waiting for, Jeff? The young lady said she wanted to go home.
You... You're not going to try to rob us or steal our horses or something?
I'd hate to have the girl think less of me than she does of Red Eagle.
It's hard to judge you when you wear that mask.
A number of people have had the same complaint. Come on, Tonto. Easy, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Oh, gosh.
What's the matter, Miss Mary?
I guess I'm all mixed up about people.
We came back here to the ranch as fast as we could to tell you about it, boss.
I see.
You should never have rid that far from the ranch in the first place.
But, Aunt Sarah, it's a wonderful chance to make peace with the Indians. Real peace.
I'm dead set against it, Ezra.
But, Sarah,
I can't trust none of those redskins.
Yeah, Red Eagle seemed like a pretty straight hombre.
And he did save our lives. You can't deny that, Aunt Sarah.
I still don't trust him.
Where did he say he'd be waiting?
At the foot of Council Bluff.
Do you know where that is, boss?
Ezra, don't think of going there tonight.
I don't know. It'd be worth a lot to come to an understanding with the redskins.
Red Eagle is the son of the chief.
I could ride along with you, boss.
But, Jeff, Red Eagle said Uncle Ezra must go there alone.
Sure, but I could keep back a little ways just so as I could see that there's no tricks.
I'm against it.
Sir, I'm not against it. I'm for it. Yes, sir. Jeff, you'll be ready to start out right after supper. It'll be a happy day for all the ranchers in these parts if we can settle the Indian trouble.
It'll be a downright unhappy day, Ezra, if that redskin double-crosses you. Don't go, Ezra. Please don't go.
Sarah, I've got to go.
It's all right, Aunt Sarah. I'm sure it's all right.
It's you that's influenced him, Mary. If something happens to Ezra, it's you that'll be to blame.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Ezra left the house at sunset, accompanied by Jeff. Twilight gathered and deepened into darkness. The moon appeared on the horizon. It was then that Ezra Larkin drew near the meeting place at the foot of Council Bluff.
Steady, boy.
One moment there was silence. Then Indians leaped out from all sides. Strong arms dragged Ezra from the saddle before he could draw a gun. His struggles were futile against the heavy odds.
Double crossing, call cats!
In Ezra's home, the conversation between Mary and her aunt was strained. Apprehension began to grow as the evening lengthened. Then, when it grew later, there was real concern.
Oh, if anything happens to Ezra, I'm sure nothing will happen, Aunt Sarah. Red Eagle.
Don't talk to me about Red Eagle.
But I...
You don't know nothing about Indians.
I'm sorry. Someone's ridden up. That's probably Uncle Ezra.
I only heard one horse. Jeff went along, didn't he?
He's probably gone to the bunkhouse.
Oh, Ezra, don't rap on the door.
Mrs. Larkin.
Jeff, where's Ezra?
Mrs. Larkin, it was a trick.
Oh, what do you mean?
It was a trick, and we fell for it like a couple of fools.
Where's Ezra?
Red Eagle's captured.
Oh, no.
He and some of his men were hiding by the foot of Council Bluff. As soon as Ezra got there, they jumped him and took him away.
Where were you? Why didn't you stop him?
I was a long ways behind. I had to stay out of sight so as Red Eagle would think Ezra was alone.
Oh, I thought...
The whole thing was a trick. Red Eagle staged that business this afternoon just so as he could win our confidence. That dirty, ornery redskin.
Didn't you fight him? Didn't you try to help Ezra?
Couldn't even get close, ma'am.
Oh,
besides, there were a dozen to one. But they won't get away with it. I'm starting out right now. I'll get all the cattlemen around here. We'll ride over that Indian settlement and blow them sky high. You just wait till the rest of the men hear about this.
You go and get all the neighbors. Tell them to come here. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Tell them to meet right here, and I'll give them instructions.
I'll start right away, ma'am.
Tell them to come armed to the teeth.
Right.
Oh, Aunt Sarah.
You.
Please, Aunt Sarah. Don't look at me like that.
I told you what to expect. I warned you this might happen.
I know you did.
But no. You and Ezra wouldn't listen to me. Oh, I could. I could. You better get to your room and stay there.
But I...
Go on. Get out of my sight before I do something I'll be sorry for.
Mary.
Oh.
Here's the window.
You, the masked man.
Please, I must talk to you. I've been waiting for some time. Come over here, will you?
What is it?
Your uncle is unharmed. Tonto and I know where he is. Tonto is watching him.
Tonto?
Yes. The Indian who was with me the last time we met. The time you thought I was an outlaw and Red Eagle was a good Indian.
Oh.
Well, after we left you, we followed Red Eagle. He joined the Indians who attacked you and Jeff.
He did?
Yes. The rescue was faked to win your confidence.
Where's Uncle Ezra?
Just a moment. Listen to me. We saw Red Eagle capture your uncle. We followed the Indians from Council Bluff.
Well, if you're not really an outlaw, you can take the ranchers there. You can show them where to go.
Just a minute. If we'd wanted to get your uncle away from the Indians, we could have done it.
You didn't want to?
No. See, someone is in back of all the Indian trouble. Now, let me explain.
Go on.
Well, most of the ranchers around here have been losing cattle.
I know that.
The Indians have been blamed. The ranchers thought Running Elk and his people were taking the cattle because they needed food. That's not true.
It's not true?
No. The government has taken good care of the Indians.
Oh.
But a few renegades have been stealing cattle, but not for food. They've been stealing it under the direction of a white man who sold that stolen cattle.
Who is he? Do you know?
We've been making a quiet investigation. In a few days, we might have had proof against that man. He must have learned that an inquiry was underway. That's why he had Red Eagle set the trap for your uncle.
But how will that help him?
The stolen cattle will seem unimportant if there's an Indian war.
War?
Yes, that's what may happen. The ranchers angry because Ezra was captured will ride in on Running Elk with their guns blazing. Running Elk will fight back. That's what we must prevent.
Oh, dear.
I need your help.
My help? But what can I do?
I have the blue roan saddled and waiting at the creek. Meet me there right away.
But I...
You were mistaken about Red Eagle.
Yes. And I think I was mistaken about you and your mask. I'll meet you.
took but a few minutes for Mary to change into riding clothes, slip out the window, and join the Lone Ranger. During the ride through the moonlit night, the masked man held a slow pace while he talked.
Did Jeff suggest that ride out to the rocks?
Well, I said I wanted to ride, and he suggested where to go.
That fits in.
What do you mean?
Mary, he arranged for the Indians to ambush you, just as he arranged for Red Eagle to come to the rescue.
Do you mean to say that Jeff's the cattle thief?
I'm sure of it. I suspected it a few days ago. My suspicions became stronger when I saw how many shots he fired without hitting an Indian.
He's out right now, rounding up men to attack Running Elk.
I know. That's why we have to take this chance tonight.
How can you prove that Jeff's the one?
I can't, Mary, but you can.
Just tell me what to do.
Well, the Indians are holding your uncle in a small canyon near here. Now, there are 8 Indians, counting Red Eagle.
8?
You've got to ride into that camp alone.
Alone?
I'll join Tonto. We'll be nearby in case the plan goes wrong. Now, here's what you're to do.
The Lone Ranger carefully outlined his plan and left Mary to ride ahead alone. Meanwhile, in the Indian camp, Ezra Larkin was securely tied to a post close to the renegade's campfire. He struggled in vain against the ropes that held him, while Red Eagle stood nearby listening to the old man's threats.
You just wait, Red Eagle. You wait till Running Elk hears what his son has been up to.
Yeah. Me not son no more. Him drive Red Eagle out of tribe.
So that's why you turn renegade. Well, why don't you kill me now and get it over with?
No. We wait. Maybe plan go wrong. Then we got you. Make bargain.
Come here, Soto.
Me here.
Horse coming this way. Maybe that's... Hey, get that knife away.
You keep quiet. Let me see who come.
Red Eagle?
Mary.
Girl.
It's all right. I was sent here.
How you find temp?
How do you suppose?
Mary, what in Tunkus?
I'm sorry things happened this way, Uncle Ezra. I had to leave the house. Aunt Sarah blames me for what happened to you.
No, wait. Hold on.
No, it's too late to change things. I'm going to join Jeff.
Jeff?
He hopes to join you here in a little while, Red Eagle.
Is this you say, Mary? Do you mean that Jeff is working in cahoots with these critters?
Yes.
And you're on Jeff's side? Oh, Mary, I can't believe it. I can only get out of these ropes.
Not struggle. That no good.
Mary, go back while you've got the chance. Don't you know what's ahead? Can't you imagine what it'll be like married to an outlaw?
Please, Uncle Ezra. I'm doing this to save your life. Please believe me.
I don't care why you're doing it.
Jeff won't let Red Eagle put you to death if I marry him.
I'd 1,000 times sooner die than to see you married to that no-good crook. Oh, why didn't I suspect him? Oh, to think what a blind fool I've been.
Red Eagle. Have your men put down their guns long enough to build a lean-to.
That order from Jeff?
You may consider it as such.
Tume Tulu. Sude So Um. Tao Mita. Unala.
Leave those guns on the ground.
What the?
You masked man.
Hello, Samu.
Don't move. Me show you.
Look out.
Anyone else want to try for a gun?
Hold still, Uncle Ezra. Or cut those ropes.
Mary, that masked man.
Save the questions, Ezra. They've got to work fast or there'll be an Indian war.
More than a score of ranchers and their men were assembled in front of Ezra's home. Sarah stood on the porch next to Jeff, who shouted at the men, arousing their anger to a fever pitch.
War! That's what Running Elk's asking for.
Hey, that's what he'll get.
I lost more than 50 head of cattle.
Cattle, huh? What's cattle compared to making off with Ezra Larkin?
If you're the men I think you are, you'll bring in Running Elk and string him from the high tree.
And I'll even men along with him.
What are we waiting for?
Just a minute, boys.
Let's get started.
That's what I say.
Come on.
Sooner we start, the more chance we got to find an Israelite.
Now there'll be more coming. Now wait till they get here.
We want all the men we can get.
I hear some horses coming from the side of the house.
Good. Let's start as soon as they get here.
Yeah, those horsemen stopped in back of the house.
I wonder why they did that. I better go through the house and see about them.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Ezra!
Yes, me, all right. Hi, boy.
Where'd you come from?
Hold on. You, Jeff. I'll take that gun.
What?
Get him up. Keep him there. Boys, this is the critter that's been making trouble for us. He with eight renegades at a hog tied in the canyon near here.
Yes, sir. You sure of that?
That's hard to believe.
Put ropes on this polecat. Then bring him face to face with Red Eagle. You'll have all the proof you want. Get him hog tied. Then I'll tell you how my niece came to my rescue.
Come on, Jeff. Here's a rope. We'll tie up and take you to the sheriff.
No, now, wait, listen.
Yes, this word is enough for us.
And it's backed by the word of my niece. Come out here, Mary.
Mary, what's he talking about?
Aunt Sarah, I didn't stay in my room.
What's this about you rescuing Ezra?
It wasn't me. It was an Indian named Tonto and a masked man.
A masked man?
But he's not an outlaw.
Not on your life. He's the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.